Okay, as of right now, as what I'm showing here, there is negative information that's linked to this account. And may you provide me with a driver's license number of the other authorized signer of the account?
Hang on one second.
You know, we're over 1 minute.
Hang on, just cool your jets. All right, you ready?
Go ahead.
Zero. What do you mean there's negative information?
That's causing you not to be able to present a check at this time. You mean when was I access this information? May I place you on a brief hold?
Yeah, but I'm staring at my bank account. I have $2,500 in it. I was writing a $40 check.
Oh, okay. So the transaction as well is not based on the funds availability.
What is it based on?
Okay, it's based on the telecheck risk guidelines.
Okay, well...
If I have to access this transaction, may I place you on a brief hold?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, thank you so much for holding. As of right now as well, there is numerous of information as well that's being linked to your account as far as other different driver's licenses as well. I am showing here as well on the transaction that was made back at JCPenney's, there was a driver's license that was entered. Trying to pull up this information as well to see if this driver's license does apply as well to this account. But as of right now, there is negative information that's causing you from that driver's license that was entered at the time that's causing you not to be able to present checks at this time.
Let me make sure I understand this. A license number that was not related to either one of us was entered at JCPenney?
At a transaction made to JCPenney, that's correct.
But it was not our...
It could have been as well the merchant keyed in the driver's license incorrectly as far as a one-digit difference, and that causes someone else's information to be linked to your information.
Well, unlink that information. It's not us. It's not our problem.
Okay, sir. What I can do as well is to see if I can access this information. If the debt does not have any name or any information on file, we cannot just delete any information.
What? Wait a minute. You're telling me you can't unlink a false driver's license number to our account?
No, sir. Not if the driver's license is not coming up with any information.
So I'm eternally going to be screwed trying to cash checks?
Give me one moment, sir, as I access this information.
Oh, good God.
Okay, as of right now, due to that your ID and banking information as well as being associated with the file or not database that contains similar information, in effort to go ahead and process the disassociation as well as to protect the consumer's privacy, we request that you either mail or fax a copy of all state issued IDs listed on the account along with a voided check to Telecheck Disassociation Research Department.
That's your solution?
That's correct, sir, in order for us to remove the negative information that does not apply.
Is this negative information that does not apply and was never entered by us and had nothing to do with us going on our credit report?
It could have been as well. That's not the only reason that the information could have been entered as well. It could have been as well if you presented someone a check out of your account as well, a friend, relative as well. There's numerous of different driver's licenses attached to this account. It could have been as well if you presented someone out of your account as well. Once they cash that check with their driver's license, and if they have negative information on file with Telecheck, their negative information has been linked with your information once they cash that check with your banking information.
But the one you're talking about specifically is the incorrect number entered at JCPenney, correct?
That's correct. But in order for us to remove any other negative information, that's what you'll have to do as well in order for us to remove the other information.
All right, what is it you want me to do again?
What you need to do as well is to mail or fax a copy of all state issued IDs listed on the account along with a voided check to Telecheck Disassociation Research Department. Provide a statement as well, a brief statement as well to why the information is being sent. Also include your full name, current mailing address, and a daytime telephone number as well so Telecheck may contact you for additional information if necessary.
And what's that address I send this information to?
That address is going to be Telecheck Research Department.
Yeah.
P.O. Box.
Uh-huh.
4513.
Houston, I got that address on this card.
That's correct. Houston, Texas, 77210.
Research Department?
That's correct.
All right.
I tore those checks up.
You tore them up?
Yeah, and threw them away.
So do you need these actual checks that were turned down or just canceled checks?
Any voided check that lists the names on the account.
Well, this is a really screwed up system if anybody can just attach something to our checking account by mistyping at the store. That's not good. Do you agree?
That's correct, sir. But there's nothing as far as anyone, as far as messing with your funds as well into your account.
Does this
negative information that's just stopping you not to be able to present a check?
Does this negative information have anything to do with my credit?
No, not at all.
Just has something to do with telecheck.
That's correct.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you for calling Teletech.